Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Wednesday, the 26th of November. Let's take a look at the cues for trade today. Markets failed to hold on to early gains and ended flat on the monthly expiry day. The Nifty crossed 26,000 intraday but slipped below the 25,900 mark by the close, dragged down by selling in banking and heavyweight stocks. The Sensex closed almost unchanged while the market breadth was slightly in favour of advances as mid-caps managed to outperform. The Nifty Bank fell sharply, down nearly 350 points from the day's highs, as HDFC Bank and Kotak Bank saw profit booking. Infosys also weighed on the index, contributing to the late-day slide. Among individual movers, Adani Enterprises was the top Nifty loser, ending about 3% lower. NBFCs continued to see buying momentum. Shriram Finance, IIFL Finance and Aditya Birla Capital all ended 3-4% higher. Karnataka Bank remained in focus, surging nearly 10% over the last two sessions amid block deal activity. Real estate stocks regained majority of Monday's losses, with Phoenix Mills emerging as the top gainer. Meanwhile, oil marketing companies slipped in trade, down about 1-2% apiece after a downgrade from Investec. Physicswala, meanwhile, deserves mention as it snapped a four-day losing streak to rise more than 3%. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors turned net buyers to the tune of 785 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors purchased 3,912 crore worth of equities in the cash market as per provisional data. Looking ahead, analysts say 25,850 to 25,800 will act as a key support zone for the Nifty. A sustained move below 25,800 could push the index towards 25,600, while 26,000 to 26,050 remains the immediate resistance zone. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a strong start to trade this morning. Let's take a quick check on global markets. Asian markets opened higher following Wall Street's gains as investors grew more confident that the US Federal Reserve could cut interest rates in December. Expectations of a rate cut surged after reports suggested that White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett is the front runner to become the next Fed chair, a move that investors believe could tilt policy toward a more dovish pro-growth stance. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also told CNBC that there is a very good chance U.S. President Donald Trump will name a new Fed chair before Christmas. Markets are now pricing in an 84% chance of a rate cut next month, according to the CME Fed Watch tool. Japan's Nikkei and TOPIX indices climbed about 0.9% each, with tech stocks leading for a second straight session. Most other Asian markets were trading higher as well. US futures are edging higher after Dow Jones logged its third straight day of gains. Tech stocks helped lift sentiment. Alphabet, in fact, hit record highs on reports that Meta is considering using its TPU chips from 2027, while Nvidia slipped over 2.5%. Still, November has been a tough month for Wall Street, with all three major indices on track for losses as concerns about elevated valuations weigh on the AI rally. In the bond and currency markets, the 10-year US Treasury yield eased more than 3 basis points to 4% as fresh data signaled further cooling in the labor market. ADP reported that private employers cut around 13,500 jobs per week on average in recent weeks, much higher than earlier estimates. Consumer confidence also weakened. The Conference Board Index dropped to 88.7 in November, its lowest since April, while producer inflation in September came in softer than expected at 0.1%. The US dollar fell about 0.3%, slipping below the 100 mark as the latest batch of mixed economic data reinforced expectations of a December rate cut. In commodities, oil prices fell more than 1% amid reports of progress towards a Ukraine-Russia peace deal. A Ukrainian official told Reuters that Kiev supported the core framework of the plan after talks with the US in Geneva, though some key issues still need presidential-level discussions. Reports also suggest that President Zelensky may visit the US soon to finalize a peace agreement with US President Trump, which could lead to an easing of sanctions on Moscow and a release of restricted oil supply into the market. Meanwhile, gold prices edged slightly lower even as soft US data strengthened bets that the Fed could trim rates in December. Now let's shift focus to the stocks that could be in action today, starting with Bharti Airtel. Sources say promoter entity Indian Continent Investment is likely to sell up to 3.4 crore shares or about 0.5% stake through a block deal. The offer size is pegged at around $806 million, with a floor price set at 2096.70 per share, about a 3% discount to the last closing price. HCL Tech has entered into a strategic collaboration with Amazon Web Services to accelerate transformation in the financial services space. The partnership will focus on developing autonomous AI-powered solutions for banking, wealth, and insurance, combining HCL Tech's domain expertise with AWS's cloud and AI capabilities. Infosys will also be in focus. Its 18,000 crore rupee buyback program has seen tendering of over 500 million shares, five times the offer size, according to BSE data. The buyback closes today with small shareholders entitled to two equity shares for every 11 held. Zydus Life received final approval from the US FDA for its verapamil hydrochloride tablets used to treat high blood pressure and angina. In the banking space, Bank of Maharashtra announced the appointment of Prabhat Kiran as executive director for a three-year term, effective 24th November. Meanwhile, Indian Overseas Bank disclosed that it will receive an income tax refund of 835 crore rupees for assessment year 2022-2023 following a favorable ruling by the Commissioner of Income Tax Appeals. Indraprastha Gas has entered into a 50-50 joint venture with CEID to set up compressed biofuel projects, part of its green energy expansion strategy. NCC has bagged a major order worth over 2,000 crore rupees from the Assam government's Public Works Department for the expansion and modernization of Guwahati Medical College and Hospital. United Breweries announced the launch of Heineken Silver in New Delhi. The premium mild lager will be priced at 155 rupees for a 330 ml bottle, 180 rupees for a 500 ml can, and 305 rupees for a 650 ml bottle, and will initially cater to the domestic market. And lastly, SaaS company Excelsoft Technologies will debut on the exchanges today. The 500 crore rupee IPO priced at 120 rupees per share was subscribed nearly 45 times the shares on offer, indicating strong investor demand. Before we wrap up, here's a quick look at what's lined up for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park SEZ near the Rajiv Gandhi International Airport in Hyderabad. The inauguration will take place at 10 a.m. via video conferencing. And India's first Tesla Center is set to welcome public at the Orchid Business Park in Gurugram, Haryana. The opening of this center comes 4 months after the premium car maker inaugurated an experience center in Mumbai, followed by an experience center at the Aero City in New Delhi. And that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news and updates through the day. Thanks for listening and have a great trading day.